Blog Talk Radio.
I'm still here.
Great.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for today, Henrietta Byrd, and Glenn Greenidge is out today, and he will be back with us next Friday. We have a wonderful guest for you today, one that was with us today, was with us before, and we promised that she would come back, and she is back with us, Miss Margaret. And if you remember, we talked about her book and we talked about different things. I won't take away from her time. But as always, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And as we begin everything we do with the foundation of this organization, we begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of about and for those of African descent is one of power, subgeneration, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. I am today in Clearwater, Florida, and this is November 21st, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you. And the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. With us today is Miss Margaret, and Margaret is a prime example of bringing into being her vision for the Black community in the world. Also, Margaret, when I was generating the declaration, what had me think about you is the possibility of being, you know, an unlimited possibilities, just all of that that's in the declaration. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Henrietta. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you all this morning.
I was, in talking with you yesterday, of course, Margaret and I had a conversation yesterday, and in actually, I will say that it was much more than a conversation. It was actually what I call a session, a session. And what I distinguish as a session is a space where transformation occurs, where there's communication between two people, and transformation occurs. And it occurs for several reasons. One is that there's a facilitator, which in this particular case was Margaret, and there's someone who's willing to be transformed, which was me, in the situation. When, and what it means to be willing to be transformed means that one is willing, as I see it, that one is willing to let go of whatever it is they're holding on to and allow the facilitator or the coach to speak what they hear that's being said, and to listen to hear it and to take it, digest it, and give it back. And in doing so, transformation occurs. Now, that's how I say. Let me give it to our expert, I'm going to say, today. Margaret, tell me what transformation is for you.
Okay, that's a really great question. And it was interesting, as you were speaking, I was listening for you to say the word that really is what it is that I say that I am, which is a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a life coach, a COACH.
Okay.
And what I do and what I provide is what coaches do and what coaches provide. And coaches provide a guide. They're like a guide. They just guide people or guide you in the direction that you need to go in. You know, if you're running around in a circle and you don't know which direction to go in, well, the coach puts you in the direction that you need to go in. And being in that direction, you can get into the destination that you're choosing to go to. A coach trains you. They train you. They literally train you. And what I mean by train you is have you practice and repeat and do it again and again and again until whatever it is that you're looking for, until you get really good at it. They train you. You know, stand like this, put your arms like this, put your pen on paper like this, do it like this. A coach will train you. A coach also inspires you. And an inspirational, when we're inspired, that's almost like we're saying they give you a gift from God. They give you this really big gift from God. And anything that, you know, comes from God comes from within us, not from outside, so it doesn't come from the coach. It comes from within that person that's having the transformation. And in that moment of inspiration, they start to see things they couldn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to see things you couldn't see before, you can begin to benefit from them. And what we call that is a breakthrough or a transformation, because you start doing things in a way you hadn't been doing them before. You've transformed. So that's sort of how I would describe a transformation. And then, of course, you have breakthroughs as you're going through the transformation. Does that kind of answer for you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Tell me, as you coach lives, there's this distinction that we have in the International Black Summit, listening. And in order for you to train, in order for you to inspire, in order for this process that you just described to occur, can you tell the listeners what listening is for you, like what it is for you as a coach? How, if one of the listeners calls you for your services, and we'll get to that later, how they can reach you, but what is it that you do that allows you to inspire me? What is it that you do that allows you to train me?
Wow, you asked a lot of questions. You put a lot in there.
I know. I know. That's why I just stopped talking. I was like, enough.
Yeah. So I'm just going to just sort of jump in, and you tell me if this is what you want me to really kind of get clear for you and for those that are listening. You're speaking about listening and the International Black Summit and listening. And when you say listening, it's kind of vague when you just say the word listening. Because what do you mean by that is, you know, is the first thing that sort of comes up in my mind is listening. Because there's different types of listening. And as human beings, we listen differently depending upon the circumstances, the situations, where we are, what we feel like. Because there's active listening, and then there's passive listening.
Mm.
You know, and then there's committed listening. And active, you know, passive listening is like you're really there, but you're not. You're sitting, and the person's speaking to you, but you're not really paying them any attention. Your attention is on television or eating or what you're thinking about, what you've got to do, where you've got to go, and you're nodding your head and you're giving them agreement, but you're not really listening. And then there's active listening, where you're participating in a conversation with others. They're saying what they're saying, you're getting that, then you're communicating back to them with what they said, you're giving them back what it is that they said to let them know that you got it and that you're really clear and listening on what they're talking about. And you're listening with a particular purpose. You know, you might be a student listening, so you're listening to get information and you're listening to learn. You know, you might be someone who needs to get some information, so you're listening to get the information that you need so you can complete the transaction. Or you might be someone who's listening who's lost, and you're listening to so that you can be found and you can find yourself. So it really depends on, you know, what it is that's being said and who the listeners are.
Okay.
Usually when I'm coaching someone, I'm listening for what's not being said.
Yeah.
I'm listening for the unsaid. I'm listening, you're saying all this stuff, but what you really want to say, it hasn't been said. That's usually, I listen for that. And I also listen for you really saying it, but you're not even getting that you're saying it. So I listen for an opportunity to just really acknowledge you and confirm that you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends, you know, on many, many things, because most people don't listen. Most people just hear, but they don't listen. And what I mean by that is that they don't listen is that they're not really hearing what's being said. You know, it's so funny, the other day, I do announcements at my church on Sunday morning, and I get texts on Sunday morning from the pastor or from someone from one of the boards of information they want me to pass on to the parishioners in the church. And so I got this text, and it said, call last Sunday, because it was for Veterans Day. And she says, call Larry up and have him come in the front of the room at 9 o'clock and do the veterans prayer. So I said, oh, okay. So immediately I got on the phone and I called Larry up. And he answered the phone. I said, Larry, I want you to know that at 9 o'clock, you've got to come up to the front of the room and do the veterans prayer. And he says, yeah, I know that. He says, and you're supposed to call me up to the front of the room at 9 o'clock so I can do it. Well, I cracked up laughing because I read it, call him up, literally pick up the phone, dial the number, and call him up.
Okay.
But what I was supposed to do was, I'm in front of the room giving the announcements, and I said, Larry, please come on up to the front of the room.
Okay.
So I got this text, and I'm listening for information, because that's why I know the pastor's going to text me on Sunday morning, one of the parishioners, somebody's going to give me information to give in the announcements that I give. So I'm listening for, even from this written text,
I'm listening for information that I'm to do, to give, to deliver. And I wasn't listening for what she said to do.
Right.
So we listen different ways all the time, depending upon what we're listening through, the filters that we're listening through.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great communication. I know exactly. We have exactly what you mean. We have this distinction tracking, and where we will repeat what we heard, not necessarily what the person said, but we'll repeat what we heard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference,
mm-hmm.
you know, in what a person says and what one says and what one hears.
Yes.
You know, and then you spoke about the part about that you usually listen to what's not being said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you, when you do that, are you just making up what you think they're not saying? Are you, is it because of your training that you can tell, like you can, you're used to stories that people tell? Like, how do you, what do you mean listening to what's not being said?
Okay, well, one of the things that you said was a bit accurate, but another thing that you said is very interesting, because I've been coaching as a trained coach in the late 80s, 88, 89, 87. I've been coaching, I've been leading seminars and coaching people, and so it's like almost 30 years of coaching, 88, 98, over 30 years of coaching and listening for people. But I've been coaching longer than that. I noticed even from my childhood and my teenage years, I was always the one that people would sort of come to ask what I thought, my opinion, my view of certain things. So clearly I must have demonstrated something available at an earlier age. But one of the things that I've always just noticed and I always listen is, and, you know, dealing with so many hundreds and thousands of people, you kind of get to know what's there, because there's not that many different circumstances or problems in the world when you really stop and think about it. Maybe 30, 25 or 30 altogether, and after you heard them all, you know what's coming. But, excuse me, and when you're listening from nothing, it's I'm coming to my client as an empty vessel, as an open space. I'm coming to them as a coach, as that, so that they can, that I can listen to them without stuff, without my stuff in the way or anything else in the way. And I'm trained to do that, so that I can just kind of listen to what's there and what's not being said.
Okay, so it's from your training. I got it.
It has both. I'm sure there's a lot of...
Yeah. When I say training, I'm also including your experience, you know, in that as well. So you said you've been doing this since the 80s.
Well, I've been coaching, as a real-life coach of sorts since the 80s. Yes, since 88, yes.
Okay, and... So that's 30-some years, yeah, over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And what have you seen, what do you feel about it? I when you do something for 30 years or more, there's something that satisfies you. What is it about this work that has you stay in it for this period of time?
To be able to have a conversation with someone, and out of having that conversation with that person is able to see things that they were never able to see before. And when they start seeing and they become aware of things that they had never been aware of before, that they were completely oblivious to. And to be able to have a conversation, just speaking to someone, and to see them go from a dark place to a very light, bright place.
Mm-hmm.
to be able to be in a conversation with someone crying and sobbing and depressed and sad when you get on the call, and when you get off the call, they're laughing and smiling and thanking you for freeing them up and lightening them up. To be able to make that kind of difference for other human beings, for me, is probably one of the most extraordinary things that I could do on this earthly plane. You know, I've already given birth to my daughter, so I did that. So I know that I can do that, and I did that. But next to that, to be able to speak to a person and just out of that conversation, have them really move from one place to a new place, have them see possibility where there was no possibility, have them start being positive where they had been being negative, to have them be forgiving where they were totally resentful and upset, it's extraordinary, and there's nothing finer.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, when I was listening, what I thought about is what I've heard physicians and surgeons say about what it's like to save a life. And this, to me, is very, if not similar, it's I would even categorize it as better. The pain that one goes through sometimes physically before surgery occurs is relieved, and there is that rehabilitation period that takes place after, just as it is in this work. But for a person to realize themselves that they have let something go that they've been holding on to, you know, they just... To me, that's where the better comes in, you know, because I can, it's almost like a self-surgery where I cut out the part that I no longer need, and I accept what life is offering me, or what the life coach is offering me in the conversation. And so I would advise all of the listeners to please take advantage of this opportunity and give Margaret a call. Margaret, would you share, please, your information on how one who seeks your services can contact you?
Certainly, yeah. You can email me at marpazant@gmail.com. You can email me there if you're interested in coaching. You can go to margaretcpazant.com. That's the webpage. You can find me on Facebook at Margaret C. Pazant. You can find me on LinkedIn, Margaret C. Pazant. My telephone number, you can call me directly, is 504-939-9676. And you can call me directly, and I'd love to just have a conversation with you and see what we can do and what we can create. It'd be my honor and privilege. You know, and I also want to invite you to pick up the book, a newly released book that I've just written, which is called Genius Lives Within, Accessing Our Birthright Power. And this really will allow you to get present to who you are. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available at Barnes & Noble. If you're in Los Angeles, it's available at the Agape Bookstore, Alice's Quiet Mind Bookstore. It's available in Los Angeles at Cali Rose. In Brooklyn, New York, it's MonifaDesigns.com, MoDesigns.com. It's available there. Tons of places where you can access you can get the book. And it's a wonderful, wonderful chance for you to really get to see some things about yourself and really transform yourself just in the reading of the book.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, do yourself a favor and make this call. Make this call. I know, you know, some of our listeners we have very loyal listeners, and this is their means of transformation, is this show. And I'm just suggesting that you take another step and make a call. Margaret is a member of the International Black Summit body, a leadership body. We consider anyone who's ever done any part of the summit work to be a part of the body. And she is very familiar with what we do. And And that's why we can definitely support her in the effort that she has to, in her vision, you know, that she has for her work. And so I'm, you know, suggesting to the listeners to please make that call, have the conversation, and see what you can create with Margaret. Margaret, what's the future looking like for you?
Well, let me see. I'm in the process of finishing up a journal that goes along with the Geniuses Within book. Mm-hmm. And I'm also coaching, well, the next one will start in January, well, February, but a 9-session coaching series, which is really based on the book and finding the genius that lives within. And it's an extraordinary series that really teaches you and trains you to let go, to surrender, you know, to give it up, to stop holding on, to stop resisting and fighting and let go. And in the letting go, what becomes available to us is just so extraordinary and phenomenal. So I'm completing filling that series, which begins in February, finishing the journal, and I have a couple of other books that I'm thinking about, plus my one-on-one coaching clients, launching the book, getting the book out there. If, you know, any of you are interested in having a book launch, you know, getting the books exposed, I'd be more than happy to work with you, hear from you, because I'd love to get that book out there in the hands of as many people as possible. So please contact me if there's any ideas that you can think of about that.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, thank you so much. And as we move into this 25th anniversary of that annual summit event, we will ask you to come back and speak with our listeners again and again, and hope we definitely are looking forward to you being in Atlanta with us, where the annual summit began. That's where we'll be in 2015, and we invite.
What are the dates of the 2015?
July 30th through August 4th, and let me confirm that. Always the first weekend in August. Always the first weekend in August. And I'm confirming it right now.
So August 1st, it's a Saturday through Tuesday?
Hold on 1 minute. August, yes, August 1st is a Saturday. So it actually begins on July 30th.
So Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday, July the 30th.
Where the opening ceremonies begin on Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday, the 30th of July, until Tuesday, the 4th of August?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, we will be in Atlanta the week before. Actually, the 23rd is when we come in. And there's a leadership body meeting that weekend, and we are planning a week of celebration. So, you know, we'll keep in touch with you, and so you can plan to come in anytime after the 23rd. We will be there through August, that Tuesday, in August.
Okay, well, let me know. Keep me informed. I would love to try my best to be there. It'd be fabulous.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you again for being with us today. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and God bless.
Thank you very, very much. And all of you, please continue to honor your spirit. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this completes our show for today. Glenn will be back with us next week. And we thank you for listening. And remember, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are here with you, and we're here for you every Friday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 p.m. Central Time, 11:30 p.m. Mountain Time, and 10:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So join us, and if you, our number is 646-716-9827. Or you can listen via the internet, and you can email us anything that you want us to cover. God bless. Have a nice, nice holiday.